a bunch of legends from the border. And these two. Little Legends on the Borders 105.7 Triple M.
We're looking for a junior sporting team to get behind for this season. We just want to make sure that they're, you know, decked out well so that they look the part when they're playing the game.
Yep.
A few other little bits and pieces, awards and that kind of stuff. So
sure. Quite frankly, we want to follow the journey. In fact, we want to feel like we're in the team with the ups and the downs. The glory and the heartache sometimes, Lou, when you lose a close game. It's all part of the learning experience, isn't it? When
you're sure is.
Now, we're down to the final four. We're going to have two today, then one tomorrow, then one on Thursday, and then we'll have the winning team out of those four, the one that we'll be following on Friday morning for the big announcement. So the first of the finalists, the Owls under-12s basketball team. And Deanne is with us to talk a little bit more about the Owls. Hello, Deanne.
How you going?
Yeah, good, good. Now, we did talk to you last week, so this is the Owls girls under 12, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so at this stage, now, have the girls started their season, Deanne?
Yes, yeah, they have.
All right, how many games in and how long does the season go for?
I think we're maybe 5 games in.
Okay, early days yet still, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I'm not 100%, I think it goes at least half a year, if not the full year.
Okay. Alrighty, so as far as, like, the game goes, I know quite often in sporting teams the mums are left with the job of laundering the uniforms. Is that something that happens in your team? Does someone, one of the mums, take all the uniforms home? Is everyone responsible for their own? How does that work?
Yeah, we just do our own, yeah.
Okay. Of course, that's the sort of thing
one
I
of the
would
critical
want to know.
Questions.
It's very critical for me to know this, Deanne, because I think, you know, I've been in part of a sporting team, or my kids have, where it's you've had to launder the whole lot of uniforms.
Sounds
it's a big
terrific.
Responsibility.
It does. Hey, Deanne, I like to motivate people by stealing speeches off Rocky movies like this one.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Now, if I told that little speech to the kids or other ones from Rocky movies, how would they respond, Deanne?
They'd probably just look blankly at you because they're all under 12s and they've probably got no idea about that movie at all.
No, but it's not about the movie. Did you listen to the sentiment? That's how winning is done, Deanne.
The speech was amazing.
Yeah.
What's the age range of the girls in the team, Deanne?
So it's under 12, but my daughter's only 9.
Okay.
Pretty much maybe about 9 and up.
Nine and up to 12, I'm guessing.
And final question for me. How have they been doing in the 5 games?
Well, like, hoping this doesn't decrease our chances, but we actually won our first game on Friday.
Not at all.
No.
That's magnificent. Well done. All right, so there we go.
Been broken.
So the drought has been broken.
One
that
out of five.
Fabulous.
Yep.
All right, Deanne,
that was within, so my daughter's been home for about 8 months. And she hasn't won a game. So
first win.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Plenty more if I was around giving Rocky speeches.
Did they have Mad Monday after that?
I think we needed it.
All right, Deanne, Owls under 12s, you are one of the four finalists. So good luck on Friday. It could be the Owls that we take under our wing, so to speak. Pardon the pun.
Exactly. Great pun.
Yeah.
Love it. And in the mix for Lou and Matt's Little Legends are the Wodonga Hockey Club under 10s team.
That's right.
And their spokesperson, Shay. Morning, Shay.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Lou.
Now, we have some very good news for you. You are down to the final four.
Oh, wonderful. That's fabulous news.
That's right.
You.
Well, we've got to choose, you see, by Friday. There's a whole team here at Triple M who are pouring through statistics and details.
Yeah, and credentials.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a full-time job.
That is fantastic to make the final four. That's great.
All right, now tell us a little bit about how the under-10s work.
Yeah, so under-10s, it's mixed, so there's male and females who participate. The games are on Saturday mornings, which start after Easter. And look, the idea of whole of under 10s is, you know, it one introduction to a new sport, which
yes.
is obviously fantastic hockey. But mainly it's about that idea of teamwork, you know, cooperation, working together, and, you know, an active participation skills for life. You know, let's be healthy, let's get out there and, you know, participate in some activity together.
I love it. Now, Shay, how old is the youngest player in the team?
The youngest would be 6.
Aww.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So, generally, last year's team was, you know, we had some quite younger ones, but, yeah, they can be from usually 6 years old up to 10.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then they'll go into an under-12 competition yeah. after that.
Now, do you yeah. play teams from other clubs, or is it inter-club? Or, like, how does it work in terms of the competition element?
Yeah, so there is, it's a competition, so it runs for the duration of the same as all the other junior teams. So it goes up until August, so like I said, starts after Easter and runs every Saturday, yep, and play against other clubs.
Great
so
stuff.
They just reduce the size of the field for under 10.
Love
gotcha,
it.
You'd have to because you yeah, running their little legs off trying to do the ball. All right, well, yeah. you're definitely in the mix because that sounds sensational.
It does. Sounds like heaps of fun and... And, yeah, I guess the whole aspect of having little kids in the team, that'll keep you on your toes, Shay. Have you got children in the team or are you, the team coach? What's the go?
Yeah, I will have my son, who is one of the youngest in the team this year. I've sort of changed my pace from Div 1 coaching to having a go at under 10.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, Shay from the Wodonga Hockey Club under 10s, you are one of the final four. You will find out on Friday. Good luck.
Wonderful. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Lou.
It's Lou and Matt's Little Legends. It's Triple M.